This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
So the communist Chinese government, it's on InfoWars.com, has officially come out and said, we'll prop up world government. We'll keep America in line. So our money, our tax money, built this big corporate world government. The corporations are given the power, and now they're saying, okay, the Chinese will keep America in line. And, oh, no, our power's falling. Oh, no, they're going to bully us, just like the EU says they're going to bully the UK because they want to leave the EU that's unelected. They are the bullies. And if you go out on the street at any of these anti-Trump, anti-America demonstrations, doesn't mean Trump or the America First crowd's perfect, but let me tell you, we're not out to get you. We're trying to be good. We're trying to be strong. We're trying to be honorable. We're trying to follow our better angels. If you go out amongst these people, you're an effing white male. I hate you. I'm going to get you. You're scum. You're trash. You're filth. You're horrible. You're the worst person in the world. I hate you. And just attacking people, they'll attack you and go, love, not hate. Love Trump's hate. And you're like, that's an oxymoron. F you. And they're a cult. And they're scared. They believe they exist because of the globalists. They have been so brainwashed, so coddled. It's a nightmare situation. I asked Darren McBreen and Rob Jacobson together to put together a compilation of just the madness of day one, of what they did, how they demonized, how they've lied about Trump, the way they act, the way they behave. They've done it. It's 8 minutes long. We're going to come back in the next segment. We're going to play it. And then we are going to go to break and come back and take your phone calls. Owen Schroyer is going to host the fourth hour. I suggest he takes a lot of calls. He can obviously always have a lot of new breaking news and information to cover. But the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You know, I was just thinking earlier about, oh, and by the way, first-time callers, or if you were down there in the inauguration, hey, maybe you disagree with me. I'm not going to try to censor your speech. If you disagree with me, I'll also put you on air. 800-259-9231. But I really think about the fact that I always thought people were good like I was. And it doesn't mean I'm perfect. I'm a very worldly person when it comes to eating and drinking and, you know, let's just say I'm certainly not gay. But the point is, nothing against gay people, you know what I mean? The point is that I'm not out to get anybody, ladies and gentlemen. And I think I'm saying, let's just say I like God's creation on the feminine side. But these people are crazy, ladies and gentlemen, absolutely out of their minds, and they believe they're unhappy because of us, and it is classic projection, and you're looking into their souls and seeing how absolutely desperate and freaked out and crazy they are. And so many times I'd be looking in their eyes, men and women, but mainly women. It was a, quote, women's march, and they would look at me and, like, kind of freak out and kind of not know what to do, and then they just go, ah, you're evil, you're hateful. And I never played this yesterday. I asked him to cue it up like five times, but maybe when we come in, fade down music, and play the most bizarre thing you'll ever see. But I saw a lot of this, just total mental illness. This wasn't really good street art, because this was so desperate and mentally ill and fallen and disjointed and programmed to fail that this is the spirit. I was about 10 or 11, I kind of for a little while listening to some darker heavy metal, thought the devil might be cool. And my dad one time was like, you think the devil's cool? Let me draw you a picture of the devil. And he drew this picture of this little drooling, weak zombie that was all pathetic and had no power. He said, that's the devil, fallen and weak. And it was so true. I'll never forget that picture that my dad drew, and now I'm seeing it. I mean, it is just It's very sad, actually. This is what the devil does to people. Because the devil hates how beautiful we are because we're made in the image of God with a capital G.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand?
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Here, folks. Calls coming up, phones are open, and the start of the next segment, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I was just thinking during the break about how truly amazing and historical and massive the events are happening in this world right now, all over the planet, a human awakening to the globalist technocracy, to the tyrannical world government. It's exciting. They admit their whole plan is collapsing. Their different criminal enterprises, their monopoly systems that are designed to make us poor. And I've always said this. And the reason I repeat it is not because I'm going, oh, look, I've been proven right. It's because the battle has just begun, but we have the weapons that are unstoppable in this fight. History and justice and honor and prosperity and the truth. The globalists are selling lies and bondage and division and servitude. Why would anybody want to go along with that? There's a private corporate world government waging war against humanity. And if we simply keep calling it out, it's done. They tried to deny it for 50 years as they built it, and as it got more control and sucked more off the people, and then got so arrogant it announced a total takeover of everything, and the entire world, including intelligence agencies and militaries, said, we're not going along with this. Mainly because it's anti-prosperity. What type of planetary tyranny are we going to live under when it kills prosperity? They were smart. They would have totally delivered prosperity, then pulled the rug out. That's why you don't want a global government, because you can always get something bad that gets control of it. Bruce Fine was talking about that earlier. You always want firewalls. It's like in a ship or in a building, so that if tyranny gets going in one country or one state, it can be contained. You want choices. You want a place to run to, like 50 states. The American system is incredible. I want to get to this report, but if you're a radio listener, this video was posted over the weekend at InfoWars.com. I just never got to it. It's one of the most saddening, appalling things you'll ever see. It's one of the more mentally ill protesters. But this was in the extreme. This was in the 90th percentile of insanity. But the 50th percentile, the average, was just howling, you're an effing white male. I'm going to die. Kill Trump. Nazis are killing us. I love Islam. I have a clip, InfoWars.com. Anti-Trump feminist chant, Allah Akbar, during protests in Germany. The operating system they've got, because they've been turned into such slaves, they still need a human operating system. And even though Islam, in its orthodox form, is very radical, very primitive, very Stone Age, they worship a patriarchal, total control system. That's their man. But he's only letting them off the leash to feel big, and they look back to their pimp, Islam, even though they're not Islamic, and say, look, I'm with the Islamicists. And they go, oh, you bet you are, sweetheart. And the Islamists in Saudi Arabia and others got caught, as well as Hamas, funding this event, the so-called Women's March. I mean, who could make that up? Radical feminists that hate males of any type and think that if you have a weenie, you're evil, and that Trump is oppressing women for locker room talk that was edited, but putting women into slavery, they're fine. I would talk to them. They were okay with it. So I'm going to play the Allahu Akbar in a minute, but first let's play the deranged, very, very sad person that was out on inauguration night Friday for hours, reportedly, just running around, flopping around the street in total mental illness. Here it is. And I got to narrate this. She's blowing on a flute, a homemade flute, and just flopping around. And again, you see this desperate mental illness, this disjointedness, not even in reality, total psychotic break. And this person's only one step below her other cohorts. But this mentally ill person, like in a lunatic asylum, they tend to feed off each other. She's in the midst of all these other lunatics who are just, oh, did you hear he threw out the bus? Yeah, there was no crowds here. Ha ha, you didn't have a crowd. You know, they were there knowing it was a giant crowd. I was in the airport, and so was my crew, just hearing women everywhere celebrating. Did you see? No crowd. I'm flying out Saturday, and I'm like, what is that? And I'm like, oh, I'll get to the bottom of this when I get off the plane in Austin. I get off and walk in and go to InfoWars, and there's articles exposing how they did it. But, I mean, again, they think it's like a game. Like, look, we lie better than you do. And we're like, we want to be credible. That's why people listen to us. It's not who can tell the best lie. We don't even like to make mistakes on accident. They're like, shut up, fake news. And then they're like putting stuff out that I was arrested and thrown out. That's been on NPR. It's been on TV. It's been in a bunch of newspapers. Let me show a photo of the police protecting me in July of 2016. I mean, it's next level. I can't even keep track of it. I have family calling going, wow, does Trump still like you after you got arrested doing a disturbance? Alex, why'd you do a disturbance at the inauguration? And at a certain point, you got some cousin on the phone or whatever, you just go, that's fake news. Well, wait, I saw the police arresting you. And I just said, listen, I got to go. And then my lawyer calls last night. Says, how'd the inauguration go? Did you really get arrested? I said, where'd you see it? He goes, I didn't see it. Heard it on the radio, and I got calls from people. It does make you feel insane. No, I mean, they show a photo of me and the police from last year, and they said I was arrested there. Then they added I was drunk. The police got me because I was drunk. Then they feed back their own lies and run up and go, ah, you're drinking. It's like little kids imagining that you know, they're superheroes, or imagining they've defeated you. Like when you're 3 years old, imagining you can jump off the porch and defeat Superman or whatever because you're Lex Luthor. I mean, it's just total fantasy land of a bunch of arrested development loons living in another world. I was trying, like all the women and children you beat up, to get into the inauguration. And you were there admittedly putting out flyers saying we're going to block people and block Trump getting in, Trump supporters, and that's indeed what you did. And then you turned that around to the opposite, that we were attacking women or that we got arrested. And they just live in a total fantasy land where they tell the lies, but like 1984, as soon as they've issued them from their mouth, they then defend them and believe them. Let me tell you, it is very bizarre to see CNN still saying Sean Spicer is wrong, Trump is wrong, and that those are real photos of the inauguration. I was there. The crowd went all the way back to the monument where it was blocked off, and it was spilling out, and hundreds of thousands couldn't get in because they were blocking the damn entrances. Excuse me, Lord. I mean, I cannot take this anymore. I was there. You are liars. 2 + 2 = 4. 2 + 2 = 4. And I know that's the truth. You people are mentally ill. And I don't even hate these people. I don't hate that weird, crazy person flopping around the street. That is a victim. What has happened to our people? It's like that HBO special I saw like 8, 9 years ago. I forget the name of it. And this guy's put cigarettes out on her, beating her, making her have sex with 20 guys a day. And he's been hit, but run over by a car. And the pimp's in there going, you better get up, hurry on the street. She's like, baby, I'm sorry, baby. I'm going to get back on that street. I'm going to do it for you. He's like, you better get back on that street. And her mother's there, nice church lady, nice black church lady. And she's like, what have you done to my baby? You have brainwashed her. She's like, get out of here, mama. He's a good man. You don't take care of me. I mean, it's like these people are pimped and broken, and they've got weird Islamicists laughing at me with women putting hijabs on, going, you're evil, you hurt women, you're a white male, we hate America. This is where you got the freedom, you dumbasses. God almighty. I mean, whoa. Whoa. Let's play the Allah Akbar piece. This is women at the Women's March, German women. Hell, they got public service announcements by the UN in Germany telling women, wear the hijab and give yourselves to Islam. Who could make that cultural suicide up? I mean, this is wild. Our enemy is so twisted, so evil, and there's not even any discussing it. I mean, they knew. I just can't believe we're facing this level of evil. The Bible talks about evil people having a spirit wanting to be destroyed, wanting to be lied to, wanting to see righteousness fall. And that's it. There are people like tune into like this mental illness brainwave of just flopping around and foaming and being idiots with all these weird, creepy people with like dog style haircuts, you know, that like clown haircuts like David Brock, who just puts out idiotic nonsense, and then these minions take it and just repeat it. David Brock could go out on the street in front of these women and you know, pull a cork out of his rear end and put 50 pounds of feces on the ground and tell those women that it was pumpkin pie, and they'd get down on their knees and eat it. I don't mean that to be gross, man. Sometimes you got to have gross analogies because it is gross. The lies they're putting out are gross. They're disgusting. And it's weird, and I don't know how we've had little scumbags like this dictating to us for so long. I mean, thank God there's a global overthrow of these sycophant demons. And I want everyone to redouble their efforts. He thinks he's going to overthrow Trump and America and the rebirth of this. Buddy, we're going to overthrow you. And you think you and your minions and all your people and has-beens like Madonna. Skip this break. You think you can talk about doing violence to us and get away with it, you got another thing coming. And I just know how the ether works. There's spiritual spider webs throughout the universe and trip wires. And I think you hit some big wires. I think the left's hit some big wires and some big spiritual things you haven't messed with or ever imagined are coming up. Because that's what God does. God goes, oh, you want to be evil? You want to act like you're big, powerful, and evil? Here, just release that door over there. Release the Kraken. And the door. And out comes what you're looking for. I put peace out there. I wish health and longevity to Obama and Michelle. And I wish long life for you, my friend, and Madonna. In fact, we should pray for David Brock and Hillary and Obama and all of them. Just pray that if there's any life in them and any humanity left in them, I mean this sincerely before Jesus Christ and the Father, that they awaken and repent of their evil ways and realize that they're fighting good, and so they keep doubling down on evil, thinking they'll defeat us, and they're destroying themselves in front of us. And so, Heavenly Father, we know they continue on this path, we'll defeat them even easier, but I can't help but feel sorry for them. And I apologize and repent that I say nasty things sometimes, but it's just such a spectacle, and I see their sin is so nasty that I say bad things, and I repent of that. Lord knows I'm bad as well, so please forgive me. But I just don't know what to do anymore. We should really just pray for them. I'm serious. We should pray for them. And we should pray for their slaves. We should pray for their minions. Because they're slaves, too. I mean, you read the WikiLeaks, and it's like, is this a joke? They admit these are real? It's like worse than villains in a movie. Like, I hate the public. I want to keep them in the dark and rip them off. And let's scam everybody and commit crimes. Yeah, yeah, let's be criminals. And you just picture a bunch of gremlins hopping around like, yeah. You know, people ask why all over the world leftists throw crap at people. Because they want to collect. That's what I said earlier. They collect their crap. They collect their piss. And they go out with bags of it because that's what they do and because they like playing with it like crazy people in a lunatic asylum. Why don't lunatics all over the world, I don't care if you're in Africa or Russia or the U.S. or, you know, it doesn't matter what continent or country, lunatics like to eat their crap and throw it at people. And these people are like that. They are freaking mentally ill. And there's giant masses of them made mentally ill by MSM. It's declassified. The CIA and others did it to them. And I don't want to say the whole CIA, the people running it. And Trump wants to stop all that. Good God, this is cancer. Because the elites say this is not a world for humans anymore. It's a world for the new transcendent elite who will merge with machines and the new creation. Yeah, well, how about you don't speak for me? Whether you can do that or not, whether it's fantasy or a real project, we've seen where your project's leading, and it ain't good, and we aren't with your anti-human world government project. Comprende? Understand that? You get it? And people in all the agencies are going, yeah, we actually do listen to Alex Jones. We get it. He's right. We're here seeing it. How does this guy know so much? So we've had the Mossad and the CIA visit and everybody else visit over the years and ask, who are you working for? Where are you getting this information? I'm jacked in, man. You can see it everywhere. I see what you've done. And they declassified a lot of it. It's so empowering to be above the mind control, and it's so painful to see others caught up in it. I appreciate Anthony back there always doing his work, listening to the stuff I say and putting down his quotes. This is important information. A lot of it's completely simple. I mean, it's prima facie. Here's the difference. I don't feel good about myself when I look at you and you're brainwashed and twisted and spiritually ugly. I want to empower you. That doesn't mean I'm on some high horse. It makes me feel low. It blows back on me. The elite are out to get you. Trump wants a world for people and for the innocents. Trump wants a beautiful, happy world. The New World Order, listen to Obama. You can't have cars. You can't have air conditioning if you're black. What the hell? That's why they hired a black guy to go say that in Africa. And yes, that's a quote. Oh, I'm black. That's what it means. He's in Africa. If you're in Africa, you can't have anything nice. That's the most colonialistic, racist crap I've ever seen. Well, I'm an effing white male, so don't listen to me. It was effing white males that ended slavery all over the world. Well, there were effing white males involved in it because they were tyrants. Just like there's tyrants of every, quote, color. Get past the melanin in my skin and realize the character of my deeds. I'm not guilty of anything along those lines because I believe in humanity. And I don't say I believe in humanity and I'm not racist because I want to prove something to you. I say it because it's what I am. And it's you people pushing that crap that are the racist, using division as a tool of control. And I'm not talking to the people that know what they're doing. I'm talking to those that don't know what they're doing. When we come back from break, I'm going to get to all these clips. But when Trump says we're giving the power back to the people, that means you, women, men, everybody. So sick of talking about it. Trump is ridiculously real. Ridiculously good. My spirit from the moment he started running was like, this guy's good, this guy's good. I'm like, no. Listen to the neocon propaganda. And my gut's like, no, go with Trump, go with Trump. Then all of a sudden, oh, Trump wants to come on. And it's just crazy. If Trump isn't real, he's the greatest deception to ever hit the planet. No, he's real, folks. Now, this video is going to be posted to YouTube and InfoWars the next 30 minutes, but we're going to premiere part of it now. It's called Day One, put together by Rob Jacobson and Darren McBreen. Here it is.
We're going to stop the ridiculous trade deals that have taken everybody out of our country and taking companies out of our country. It's inconceivable to me that this was allowed to happen in the first place. I'm blaming many, many years, long beyond Obama, really. This has been going on for decades. And it's a trend that we are going to stop cold.
I almost can't believe it, because things have been so bad under Bush and then Obama. The Republican Party establishment, the Democratic Party establishment, had been selling this country off to the lowest bidder internationally. We have been completely betrayed. And then Trump comes along and says, I will not let you down, Alex. I'm going to break the back of globalism. I'm going to return the jobs to America just in an even playing field.
We're going to take back our jobs. We're going to take back our manufacturing. We take back our base. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed.
And I'm going to have peace with Russia. And I'm going to bring back all these factories. And I'm going to repeal Obamacare. And I'm going to repeal gun control laws. All the bills are either introduced or have already passed, and he's been president 4 days. 4 days. Now, on the radio today, I covered it that he was saying he would repeal TPP. That took a decade to negotiate in secret. It hands over basically all remaining U.S. sovereignty, the IMF, the World Bank, and the World Trade Organization. And Trump just declared it's all evaporated.
It's inconceivable to me that this was allowed to happen in the first place. And I'm not blaming President Obama for this. I'm blaming many, many years long beyond Obama, really. This has been going on for decades. And it's a trend that we're going to stop cold.
Incredible. That was open world government, according to Davos. The PR meeting of the private corporations that have hijacked the world. They call what they've done free market. They've done it all in secret, and it's all one-sided to transfer power to them, selling off the wealth of the West to authoritarian regimes in the third world. And then those regimes don't even empower their people. When my dad was in Plan 2 as a junior in high school back in 1966, he was brought in as one of the top six smartest people in Texas. And they admitted to him the whole world government program and how they were going to transfer American wealth to the third world to empower it. And my dad ended up going to UT, but ended up turning against it and fighting against it and educating me about it. But back then, it was secret. It's public. And they admit Donald Trump is killing corporate, unelected world government. And I say it's beautiful. They say, oh, it's going to kill the new American century. They said that the American century was over. It was about China. Now Trump in his speech says it's a new American millennium, but not enforcing our will militarily, doing it through culture and ideas. Everything from Carrier to Chrysler to Ford to major Japanese companies are announcing hundreds of billions of dollars in investment. I have just today spoken to several high-level corporate chiefs that said we were just waiting for America to wake up. We were ordered to do this, or we'd be audited, we'd be shut down. We do what the president says. And now we've got a real president. We're going to do it with gusto. I will be able to announce to you very, very soon that major technology companies are returning to the U.S. big time. And also major firearms manufacturers. They're returning from places like Brazil to Miami, Florida. All right, we'll be right back. This is, stay with us. This is one break. There's another video that's all the craziness. We got that one too. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Another piece that isn't quite done yet. I was told this last piece was a compilation of people going insane. We got that. This is something even more powerful. A piece I shot last night. It was the nightly news, I guess. Didn't get there. There's a lot of regulation that the country deals with. There's a lot of bureaucracy I deal with trying to organize things and get things done here. To run a major news operation would be done by a lot of people if it was easy. But finishing up this piece that is Donald Trump Day One that we'll upload to YouTube that deals with just how hard he's working and what he's doing. And I don't want to say it's too good to be true, but the proof is in the pudding. He's already delivered on the TPP, shooting it down. announcing they're going to renegotiate NAFTA and GATT, because that was passed by Congress, so he can't just shoot that down. TPP was done by executive power, so he can shoot that down, bringing back massive automakers, jobs, factories, announcing that they're not going to just let people walk across the border. Just hundreds of things have already happened in just 4 days. It is simply amazing. Now, Gary Gaffrey is the amazing artist that has done the famous official Ronald Reagan portrait that's hand-drawn that you see all over the world and at the Reagan Library. He's the top official artist of the GOP. He did an original 2,000-print lithograph for us. He sent me one last year, and we loved it so much. He contacted us back and said, would you like me to do another limited edition just for you? And Donald Trump sat for this picture. It's similar to one of his regular photo portraits he does as well, but that's Trump's look. And we've got 2,000 of these. We did. 500 had sold as of this morning. It's $19.95. Something like this would normally cost hundreds of dollars. But it's $19.95. Quite frankly, I need to raise capital for a studio I want to set up in D.C. and a washing bureau. So I'm going to be doing a lot of different drives here with T-shirts and other products that may cost a little bit more. And I just thought, if you want to get in early, we do things kind of opposite here. Get it for $19.95, that's fine. I'm going to up the price of these, though, tomorrow, whatever's left, to $50, which is still a low price if you want to help fund the future of the fight for America and what we're doing. Now, I'm going to go to your phone calls here in just a moment. Let's finish up this report that I was breaking down, which is, again, titled Trump Day One. Here it is. We've always been a free country and always been very free-willed, but after World War II and stuff, we were the good guys, you know, we were the world power, and we kind of got in line believing we were exporting Americana worldwide. We found out we were exporting tyranny worldwide, and finally America hit bottom and has come back up to the top, or close to it. Doesn't mean Trump's perfect, doesn't mean I'm perfect, but I got to tell you, doesn't mean you're perfect, but we've got goodwill in our hearts. Kit Daniels' article up on InfoWars.com, not satire. Politicians keep campaign promises. Repeal Obamacare, pull out of TPP, renegotiate NAFTA and GATT, and the list goes on and on. Just secure our borders. And I saw a story today where Mexico was deporting all these Cubans. Now the United States won't take Cubans. Obama only did that because they said to be patriots. He says, oh, we won't take you, we'll take anybody else. So now Mexico's deporting them. Yeah, exactly. Because you're not a citizen, you don't come and get all the stuff free. It's not hateful towards a Cuban, or hateful towards a Russian, or hateful towards a Japanese person. It's common sense. So I want to leave you with a press conference earlier today where Trump talked about cutting regulations at least 75%. These aren't done for the environment. These are done to hamstring America because globalists have invested in China and India. And by the way, I'm not against Mexico, China, and India, and 160 other third world countries. I want them to get livable wages, and by America competing, we'll raise the bar and make them raise the bar to compete and take care of their people. All the major mathematicians, economists admit that's true. I want China to be free. I want India to be free. The Chinese people are incredibly smart, hardworking people who've been under a tyranny that David Rockefeller and our own banks in 1949 put in over them called Mao Zedong. And the Indian people, what amazing entrepreneurs being turned loose. The Mexicans as well. The point is we're not going to have a bunch of kingpins using those countries and those people to leverage us and turn us into corporate slaves. We're going to try to truly deliver the American idea and raise up those nations. Madonna can talk all day long about how she wants to blow up the White House to be allowed to do it. The truth is, we're blowing up politically the New World Order and its entire stinking project. And the Islamists can run around all day long and brainwash the women of America who don't have men, who are under Stockholm Syndrome, to believe that liberalism is wearing a burqa or a hijab, but nobody buys into it anymore. Nobody that can think. Yeah, Soros may have a throng of dumbed-down idiots, but we've got the thinkers. They've got the stinkers. Well, that's the final bulletin for this historic Monday transmission. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar.
We're going to put a lot of people back to work. We're going to use common sense, and we're going to do what it's supposed to be done. We're going to stop the ridiculous trade deals that have taken everybody out of our country and taking companies out of our country. and then it's going to be reversed. I think you're going to have a lot of companies come back to our country. Companies that left are going to come back to our country, and they're going to hire a lot of people. It's inconceivable to me that this was allowed to happen in the first place. And I'm not blaming President Obama for this. I'm blaming many, many years long beyond Obama. Believe me, this has been going on for decades. And it's a trend that we're going to stop cold. And we started today, which is my first official day for signing major things, although I actually started from the hour I got here. But this is the day that we wanted to sign some of the legislation having to do with it. So if you have any questions, let me know. We'll start doing it right now.
You asked for it, God gave it to you. That's the real wrecking ball right there. Donald Trump is the New World Order wrecking ball. He's the wrecking ball taking down the New World Order. I said if he got 30-40% done of his agenda in 4 years, that he would have totally delivered, because it's hard to get stuff done. But because they transferred so much power to the executive, and because they done it illegally, he can just... Now, they're going to come after him in a lot of ways. They're going to claim what he's doing is illegal. By the way, I just want to say for Jacobson McBreen, who I shot that with last night, they did a great job actually finding mainstream news articles even admitting our government put Mao Zedong in the power. You know, you read Gloria Steinem's book and she admits she's CIA to break up the family. People go, oh, well, that's just her book. But then there's an interview with her in the 60s admitting it that I didn't even know was around that we found this weekend. It's like I didn't even know there were all those articles and stuff where they were admitting it. I just knew that I'd read about that in the congressional hearings and things. I'm going to go to your calls. It's just a lot of times I overheat like a race car because I just want to do so much, and there's so much news and so many angles and so much I want to tell you about that I kind of blow up. I'm not even mad at the crew or anybody. I just, I'm totally immersed in this. I know I'm right. And I know how evil the globalists are. And it just freaks me out to know that these people are so ignorant. Just like Leanne is a good person. Because she got here 4 years ago and kind of 80% agreed with me. She knew who I was. She was kind of libertarian. But over time, she's like, well, this is really true. That's true. And then now she knows as much as I do or more on many things. And I was sorry yesterday on air, she said she was freaked out. She was genuinely freaked out, not being a drama queen. I get like that sometimes. Like, they're on the news still saying Trump didn't have a crowd and showing an empty photo before they opened the gates or right when they opened them. And she's like, and people she knows are laughing at her. And she's not upset because she's being laughed at. She's upset because they're mentally ill, man. We're in a lot of danger when, you know, there are people sending me emails and tweets going, oh, he did get rid of Martin Luther King's bust. They think accepting the lie, like the Bible says, getting into the lie gives them power. I want to go to Ian and Chris and Morgan and Matt and Evan and everybody else. But I'm like somebody playing a football game that doesn't want to lose. And I remember not wanting to lose a football game. And getting really upset when we lost. And I look back on how mentally ill that was. But I got it was tapping in my normal human instinct to tribally not want to be beaten. But now this is like 5,000 times what it was to not want to lose a football game. I mean, this is for my family, you, everybody. And it's a bunch of scum. I mean, it'd be like if 15-foot awesome four-like aliens arrived and said, we conquer you. By the way, we cure all your diseases and everything else. I would kind of say, well, I don't want to be conquered because I don't trust you. But it still wouldn't feel as bad as we're conquered by David Brock and Donna Shalala and Hillary, who can't even hardly walk, some weird little witch. No, you will not conquer me ever. I hate you. But I do what I do because I love my family. But I got to tell you, I didn't know they could stack crap that high. And, you know, that's an old drill sergeant term, but crap can give life to plants. Crap isn't the word. These people are liquid failure. And it is exponential envy. It is class envy, but it's beyond that. America tried to deploy the most freedom ever in wealth, and the globalists knew that that would make monsters. That's the great paradox. at least with some people, become lazy, evil slobs, and they don't like the fact we got straight backs, whether we be black, white, Hispanic, whatever. Because let me tell you something, they didn't like anybody, black, white, Hispanic. They were so freaked out it would attack more people of, quote, color going into the events for the inauguration. That's who was mainly bloody was Hispanic women. They would target a woman or an Asian woman. They'd target little women. I mean, again, what type of filth does this? I mean, if I'm going to fight somebody and target somebody, it's going to be the biggest man they got. That's not how these people work. They're rats. And so I just realized that you always kind of question what you're doing just as a safe thing to do. And so I always kind of question my research, question my gut. And now I'm just like, this is so dangerous because if I keep questioning and not just act instinctively against the enemy, we're going to lose. I have to just go with everything in my gut, everything in my soul, everything in my heart, and I got to hit them hard. I've got to open bureaus all over the country and the world. I've got to work 18 hours a day. I've got to be more focused. I feel guilty and pathetic that I haven't done more against these people. They are death and hell and scum. My God, they're so bad. Good God, I can't believe how bad they are. It's unspeakable. They are soul-sucked, hateful scum who hate us and hate our healthy children. And I'm not against you if you have unhealthy children. But you see, they say, oh, now you can't have a mommy or daddy because somebody else doesn't. Or you can't have a woman on the cover of National Geographic because the new sex revolution is about men and women don't exist because the old humans don't exist because we've been given a program to kill us. Then I do the logical next level equation and I go, is this guilds of psychopaths that are anti-human or is this aliens? Because if you really do the analysis, it's like it's only makes sense. This is how you kill a species. And then I realize there's the Bible, the fallen one. You know, the media makes a joke when I talk about this because they go, oh, my God, Alex, please, there's a fallen entity here that wants to destroy us. How insane. Only 70% of the world population or more believes that. Why does every culture believe that there's a fallen evil here trying to destroy us? Because it's true. Whatever it is, interdimensional, spiritual, that's what that means. That's interdimensional, the modern term for spiritual. Spiritual being proven. Not religious, not government systems, not systems of men. What we know in every culture. That there's a good, great spirit, Native Americans, that loves us, and gives us life. And then there's bad things that come here to jack with us. And then you see it clear as day. Donald Trump knows all this and is trying to rally humanity because there's free will in this universe. To get humanity to awaken to what's happening and to build a world for humans. Because if we don't start valuing humans and workers, there won't be any place for us. They're building a world where we don't exist. But we're meant to build. And we build beautiful things. So we start saying we only buy things made by humans. On the packaging, it needs to say, my mom was a kid, they'd have cereal and say, untouched by human hands. They'd make the joke, say, what, did a monkey do it? But see, that was cool back then. It was automated. But we want to say, touched by human hands. And we start loving those human hands. Those human hands start becoming beautiful again. Because we worship God, and we're made in God's image. So we don't worship ourselves, but we respect ourselves and respect the temples God has given us. The enemy gives us disease and death and pain. Look at Trump. Life extension, conquer disease, all of it. The enemy was just, when I saw a clip of Obama during that line, but Obama was just like, oh, he's getting all the secrets now. Oh, no. They are beside themselves. But the decision was made in the intelligence agencies. Well, I'm not glorifying. The point is they were set up to control us and destroy us. But humans are still in control of those. And we're about to transfer power to the AI and said, this is the end of humanity. We better not go with this. Globalism's evil. We better back out of this right now before it's too late. The only hope humanity's got is to pull out of this program. I'm skipping this break, too, and I know the network needs money, but that's fine. I can have my own network, my own show. I can do whatever I want. I can go to my house, do a five-hour show if I want, and have no ads. I fund the whole entire network anyways. Wouldn't even all the other talk shows on it bitch about me and complain. They don't know 98% of the money that funds Genesis is from me. It's actually 100. I couldn't even believe it. They don't even, none of them even exist compared. I'm not even bragging. That's actually shameful. To know that I'm supporting a bunch of people that disdain me. It's the same story over and over again. the same dependency, the same sluggism that we see mirrored all around us, hated by the people we build, hated by the people we empower, hated by the people we've given life to. How do you think God feels? And by the way, I like Ted Anderson's VCM. I mean, I just, those are shows on there. I mean, they think they're all in competition with me and all this crap. I'm not in competition with any of you people. I'm in competition with the devil. I'm in a death battle. And now you see the enemy say they're in a death battle. They know they're in a death battle. Only the spirit of knowing you're in a death battle will have you win. I don't know how all this is going to end, but like I told them 1,000 times, you want to fight? Better believe you've got one. You want to enslave my spirit? No! And I'll call on God to protect me and use me however God sees fit. And if I've destroyed my whole family with it, I don't blame God. I blame the stinking trash who will pay. Now, and the devil that deceived them was cast in the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Tormented by their own spirit. No, I mean, I really shouldn't be on a talk radio format. I shouldn't even be involved where there's other sponsors that I don't agree with and other people and other things. I just need to be pure and be InfoWars. And I don't intend to leave GCN. I don't even intend to do that. I just sit here and I skip these ads and everybody flips out about them. Well, you know what? How about I just go away for a couple months? How about that sounds, you know? Because all I want to do is defeat the New World Order. I don't want to play games. I don't want to go to balls. I don't want to sit around all the beautiful people. I don't want to impress anybody. I want to awaken humanity. And it's almost a sin to even have to raise money to do this, but that's how we operate. And I want to be flooded with the money to put correspondents all over the country and all over the world and really go to the next level. I want to be flooded with this trash the enemy's put out, but as God turns evil to good, to be used against them. And we just sell products that everybody needs, everybody wants, that are powerful, that people need, that counter the globalists on every front. I mean, it's all about life, water filtration, high-quality seeds, great supplements. Because I only promote and produce things that I would do. And that's not because I'm a perfect. That's common sense. If I'm going to give my kids a drink of water, you better believe it's something that I'm going to drink. It's so common sense. I know I've got loaded phones here. I've had them for an hour, and I apologize. I just put up with a lot of crap, and I'm not bitching about it. It's just that you get sick of it. And you get sick of all the weakness, don't you? But I'm not going to join the New World Order and just write everybody off. Because let me tell you, I've been around the globalists some. That's the weakest, worst people there are. And they're projecting how much they hate themselves onto all of us and using media and culture to make us ugly like they are so they feel better about what they are. Well, I got news for them. You don't run the show. And you don't run the heavens, and you don't even run humanity. And everything you build against us is going to be used against you, and it's going to be directly responsible for your downfall. And that's why you hate me, because you know that I speak the truth, and you know that this flesh isn't pure, but my spirit is and means everything I say. And I see you, every horrible part of you, every facet. Every surface, every little deep thought. And I am horrified at your fallen state, from my fallen state. But I could see way down below on this precipice, this rock that humanity's broken its back on. You can see the heavens here and hell below. And I reach up towards God, begging for salvation. A horrible, dirty creature, and then I see you reeling in your evil, loving it down below, giving yourself and your children over to it, and all I say is, my God, please, Heavenly Father, cut us off from them, remove us from them, let us have a new world away from them. And God says, no, this is the great test, and I know it's true, because without the test, we wouldn't be who we are. Without the process, we wouldn't grow through the levels to now be where we've come and to know that even greater things are coming. I guess let's go to calls. I apologize. He just hung up. I was going right to Ian in London, and he hung up right as I was. That's weird when you look at a call. He's been there for an hour, and they go, pshew. It's like they go, pshew. It's gone. Chris in Connecticut, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How are you doing, Alex? Thank you, long-time listener. Been a listener since 2011. A lot of my family listen.
Thanks for putting up with me, brother. Go ahead.
No problem. I was at the inauguration with my father. We were in the North.
Oh, you were there where it was totally empty and there was no one?
It was packed, man. It was.
Wait, and CNN said, it still says there was nobody there.
Oh, it was so packed. I couldn't even believe that meme when I got back and saw it on floating around Facebook. And, it was just an amazing experience, but there were some nasty protesters. I saw protesters within communists. That was my first time ever experiencing anything of that magnitude. I know, I've seen it through your show, but I've never experienced anything like it. And, it just made me kind of, always looking behind my shoulder, making sure somebody wasn't going to punch me in the face wearing a red hat, And it was, and then even before that, we were outside waiting at the deplorable. That was scary. We didn't get to go to what we were supposed to.
Yeah, 500. I couldn't even get into it. I heard they kicked Roger out. I couldn't get more info on it. I heard they were throwing batteries and attacked Larry King down the street, who wasn't even going to it. That's like a big liberal. Liberal's like, kill Larry King. He's an old white guy. It's like, almost killed him, tore his car up, set it on fire, knocked the windows out. Just frothing insanity. And I was going to attack Hillary because she's white. I mean, they're just nuts. But I saw people that went through it like little kids. And I'll be honest, I mean, I push them out of the way and stuff, but, man, if I brought my kid to that, and they want to make it where you can't do it. I mean, if somebody attacks my five-year-old kid, I'm going to hurt some people, man. I mean, and how wimpy they were. Like, they thought they would hit us, and I'd hit them back, and they'd freak out and scream that I'd attacked them. Again, it's just weird, man.
Better believe if I saw any of that with a little kid, I would have stepped in. I mean, even though I probably would have got my ass.
You've heard me ranting about how bizarre and twisted and crazy they are. And I mean, am I exaggerating?
No, not at all. I mean, I'm like thinking in my head, I'm like, wow, this is like something out of one of your videos online that I've seen many times. It was pretty, brought you down to, made you realize how it was like a cult feeling. Yeah, it was like hatred. There's nothing positive about it. I mean, we walked around the Women's March, me and my father, stopped and prayed over these people, and some people took pictures of them, but I don't blame them for doing it. It was just, you got nothing out of it. We were in front of
That's what everybody said it was there. They, even people that weren't Christian, they said, I feel spiritual. I feel like I'm in the presence of evil. They would just start praying because these are slaves. You're seeing this earth as a boot camp, a test. People that are deciding to choose the lie, people that are deciding to choose against men and women having kids and a species, we're being tested. I mean, it's incredible. This is a beyond any science fiction movie, folks. You're living it.
Oh, 100% agree with you. And it would open my eyes even more. And there was just no message. There was really no message. It was just all over the place. And it was just...
And that's because the enemy always says, oh, you think we're dumb, we have no message. The message is there is no message. We just have 10 minutes of hate, mindless screaming people that think they're intellectual.
Exactly. I totally agree with you on that point. And another one thing I wanted to bring up is I went to the second deplorable with my father because we couldn't get into the other one. And we met his name is Zednik Gazda. He was the one that took the video of Hillary stumbling into her van. And you should get that guy on. He is a really nice guy, and he has a story to tell about how he got there.
I think we ran into him, and he was explaining who he was, and people were mobbing me, and I didn't get to it. I think we have his number. I think dude got it. Memory server, we're going to get him on. Yeah, that one guy probably changed the whole election. One person, the lone wolf, they fear so much, the lone individual, the lone free will. More calls coming up, always shorts coming up, and I'm going to stay.